This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Obamacare and the IRS. One of the things that's interesting in learning about the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, is how much of the interface for the American public is not going to be the kind and gentle hands of the Health and Human Services Department, under whose auspices the program will be run, but direct dealings with the paymaster, the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS. I'm not sure that folks have really come to grips with the complicated settling up process on their health plans on both the front end and the back end that will deal with the service, as they call themselves. I'm not saying they're not the right folks to handle the dollars at collection time, but ignoring the current so-called scandal at the IRS, which seems mostly about right-wing whining for tax breaks, the IRS is hardly Mr. Warm and Friendly, and they are decidedly not used to being transparent, nor are they very good communicators, as everyone finds out on an annual basis. Let's face it, most of us pay our taxes on a wing and a prayer. No matter what we fill out in the paperwork, we're shocked and delighted when there's a refund of any amount, regardless of whether it was even in the ballpark of whatever we'd written down on our paperwork. The whole experience for most Americans with the IRS and tax filings is somewhere between a mystery and a miracle. Sometimes there's relief, but there are never bright sunny days in that sky. Now the IRS is part of the fact checker on the front end of the Obamacare process, since in a number of categories, they determine whether or not someone is eligible for a hardship or some other kind of exemption from having to sign up for insurance one way or another. A lot of this is because they have the biggest database in town, or at least it seemed that way until we came to grips with the NSA. So they decide not only if you're too poor to file, which also means too poor to pay for insurance, but also whether or not you're incarcerated, the member of a recognized tribe, and a list of other exemptions. On the back end, they settle up if you were given too many premium tax credits and payments to your insurance company, or help in cost sharing on deductibles and copayments. If your wages or family income goes up, then you will pay back the government at tax time via the IRS. And more importantly, if you did not sign up at all, it will be the IRS that computes your fines for 2014 at 1% of your gross annual income, or $95, whichever is higher, and then 2% in 2015 and 2.5% of gross annual income in 2016, about $400 and $700 respectively. This is the IRS, remember, so when they take it, there won't be anything friendly in the transaction. I'm betting there won't be a paragraph from them that says, hey, here's your fine, pay up, and you still somehow saved X amount if you paid for health insurance, you bum. No, it'll be another form letter changing your refund to nothing if you were hoping for something, or sending you a bill for more money. Politically, without a huge amount of work, there's going to be a huge political blowback around the 2016 election. Though, shrewdly, most of the reverberations won't come until mid-2017 on the tax settlements for the 2016 filings. To make the ACA really work, we're going to need a huge cultural shift in the IRS. It may be easier to deliver health care to all Americans than to make that happen. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.